Hey, Bessie, we are so happy you are here. I'm Jess.
And I'm Steph, and we are two entrepreneurs turned business besties.
We bonded for the first time over a glass of wine and a large pretzel and realized that we were craving a friendship with someone who really understood our small business journey.
And from that, Besties in Business was created. This podcast community is for you. If you are a current or aspiring entrepreneur who wants to be around like-minded women that get it, women who will support you through the highs and lows that come with building a small business.
Get ready for some amazing conversations that will leave you feeling inspired and ready to go create what you wish existed in the world.
So we were wondering, are you ready to be our bestie too?
Hey, bestie. It's Jess. I am so pumped to be doing a solo episode today, even though I always miss my co-host Steph every time I do. I'm really pumped to get to talk with you guys just kind of about something that I'm personally reflecting on and learning and kind of just navigating on my own, and something that has really come up for me over the last few days after all of the challenges that I've been navigating over the last few weeks. If you've been listening in, you would not be surprised to hear that both Steph and I have been going through big life transitions, which have been really translating into our entrepreneurial vision. And, you know, we are changing as humans. And with that, our entrepreneurial visions are changing as well. And what has come with that experience is a lot of lessons and a lot of introspection and reflection and just kind of these like epiphany moments that both Steph and I have been experiencing both individually and together. And there's something that I was reflecting on earlier this week that really was more so a lesson for myself in the moment when it was coming up for me. But I started thinking about it more, and I was thinking there has to be at least one bestie out there that needs to hear this message too. I'm very much in a season of both slowing down and speeding up. I'm slowing down in a lot of ways in the sense that I'm really not showing up on social media as frequently as I was at one point, and I'm truly honoring that need that I have right now. I'm also slowing down with a lot of my entrepreneurial ventures and tasks and things that I was really going all in on for so long. I'm really slowing down and starting to learn how to really look at it all and just observe it and observe what tasks and what efforts and what choices are going to get me closer to the life that I want to live, to the career that I want to experience, and to the feelings that I want to have in everyday life, right? Like at the end of the day, what really matters is how we feel. So whether you are an 8-figure entrepreneur, a 5-figure entrepreneur, whatever, if you are not happy, if you are not feeling feelings that are positive and uplifting and aligned, right? Of course, real life, there's going to be negative feelings all the time. We are human beings. But on this entrepreneurial journey, we're creating lives that we hope will bring us those good feelings, right? So I'm in this season of recognizing that I was in a place where there were some not so great feelings coming from how I was functioning as an entrepreneur, from the choices I was making, from the pursuits that I was taking on, right? And I really had to get real with myself and slow down. And that is truly what I've been navigating. I'm also speeding up in certain ways when it comes to my career, but I'm doing it a little bit more behind the scenes right now. I just started a new position working for a chiropractic office, so I'm putting my chiropractic hat back on actually for the office that I worked at before actually taking on my first big career change journey back in 2021. I'm actually creating content creation for the practice and also doing some behind the scenes administrative work. So I'm speeding up in that sense that I'm bringing on this new venture into my life. That's a big life transition, something that I've never done before. Yes, I've been a chiropractor. Yes, I've made content before. Yes, I've done administrative work before, but I've never done it with this role, right? Anytime you start something new, there's a level of kind of like getting used to it, right? So I'm speeding up there, which in turn is creating a need for some slowdown in other areas. And on top of that too, I'm actually exploring a new field. I've actually been exploring this field for a couple weeks now, probably about like 2 weeks now, just kind of researching and learning more about it. And I will bring you besties in on that as I kind of, you know, develop my why a little bit more strongly. And as my vision really expands beyond where it's at now, I'm not quite ready to share it. But I am speeding up very much behind the scenes in that sense of research and birthing something new, right? Creating something new and aligning with it and really checking in with myself and making sure that this is a choice and a field that I do want to step into and making sure that the choices that I'm making are aligning with the future that I want to create. So I'm in a season of slowing down and I'm in a season of speeding up. But regardless of what I'm slowing down in and what I'm speeding up in, it's different than it was just a few weeks ago, just a few months ago, just a year ago, right? So I'm in this new season, this new place that I've never been before, and I'm integrating it into my life and into my mindset and navigating it in the best way that I know how to. When you're in seasons like this, so bestie, if you're going through some type of life transition, I really want you to realize that when you are in a season like this, it can feel like you're not doing enough. It can feel like you're not accomplishing enough. The list goes on and on. Maybe like me, you just started a new job outside of your entrepreneurial journey and you're really integrating that into your life and finding your way with it. And maybe you've had to kind of take a step away from your entrepreneurial pursuits in the sense that you're not putting as much energy or effort into something that you were at one time before. Maybe you're going through a loss like Steph is right now and you're grieving a loved one and that's forcing you to slow down a bit and that's forcing you to take a step away from what you've been doing. Maybe you just moved away from home and you're really integrating into living in a new place, a new town, and you miss your family and your friends or whatever that is for you. And you have to slow down a little bit in terms of having that big entrepreneurial vision at this moment because you're integrating something new, something that you've never experienced before. Regardless of the life transition that you may be going through right now or may not be going through right now, I have a question for you. And it's a really, really important question that I realize that I have not been asking myself over these last few weeks, of truly being challenged in a way that I never have been before. And that question is, are you giving yourself enough credit? Have you been telling yourself that you're doing a great job despite how much you're showing up on social media? Have you been telling yourself that you're doing a great job despite how many tasks on your to-do list you've been able to check off? Have you been telling yourself that you're doing a great job regardless of what the outcome is right now from the action steps that you took in the past? For all my introverted besties listening in who might be going through some big life transition right now, are you giving yourself enough credit even though you feel like you need some extra alone time right now in the season of life that you're in? No matter how you're showing up or how you're not showing up right now, no matter how you're speeding up or how you're slowing down right now, it's really important for you to realize that you are doing an amazing job. Your best is your best. And that's something that we all need to realize that in different seasons of life, our best is going to look different. Whether you're going through a career change or you're grieving someone you love right now, or you move to a new place, the list goes on and on, right? Whatever that situation is for you, it's so important to realize that you are doing amazing. Even if your best isn't the same as it was a year ago, a week ago, a month ago, whatever that is for you, it is so important that you realize the amazing work that you are doing, even if that means one task on your to-do list or one social media post this week or this month, if that's the best that you can do right now. Hey, bestie, we're going to take a quick break from this episode to thank one of our amazing event sponsors from a past event, Samantha Kehoe.
Samantha is such an incredible person. She is so multi-passionate and she is doing some really amazing and super cool things in this world right now.
Love it, Steph. I'm actually going to go ahead and introduce Sam to all of you besties. So Samantha is a director with Beauty Counter, where she advocates for more health protective laws and safer beauty and personal care products for all. She empowers women to become informed and educated consumers and helps them to confidently make decisions one swap at a time. Sam thrives in building relationships and works one-on-one to offer personalized experiences and curated recommendations, all while helping you to get the most bang for your buck. Most recently, she was selected to join Beauty Counter in Washington, D.C. to meet with legislators on the importance of clean beauty laws. Beauty Counter's mission is to get safer products into the hands of everyone. They are a direct-to-consumer brand that is powered by people. They believe that when you know better, you do better. Since 2013, Beauty Counter has set the highest bar for safety standards in the beauty industry, creating the Never List, banning over 2,800 questionable ingredients and screening and testing every ingredient against their 12 safety standards and 23 safety endpoints. There is full ingredient transparency, responsibly sourced raw materials, and sustainable packaging, and the majority of their products are EWG verified. Beauty Counter offers skincare, makeup, body products, and the newest clean category and a major industry changer, clean fine fragrance, that is EWG verified. Beauty Counter has helped to pass 15 better beauty laws, including the modernization of Cosmetics Regulation Act in 2022, which was the first major federal law since 1938. Sam is also the co-host of the podcast Perspectively Yours, which focuses on helping women find an empowered mindset.
I really am so obsessed with all of this. It is so incredible. It is so true, too. And I actually got the chance to sit down with Samantha at one of our prior events and really get to chat with her and get to know more about Beauty Counter and what they have going on behind the scenes. And I also got to actually smell the samples of the perfumes and the fragrances that Samantha was talking about. And it is absolutely amazing. Guys, you have to check this out. You have to, you know, just reach out to Samantha and definitely, you know, just ask her more, because she's just so well educated on this company and everything that they are doing. And she's just so well knowledgeable, and she loves talking about it. She's so passionate about it. So you besties should definitely go talk to her and try these products.
I absolutely agree, Steph. We are so grateful to Samantha, and besties, definitely make sure you go check out all of the amazing work that she does with Beauty Counter and with her amazing podcast, Perspectively Yours. Now let's get back into the episode. For me lately, in terms of showing up vulnerably and sharing my journey and being transparent, has been with me taking action by recording these podcast episodes. I was starting to really get down on myself that I wasn't, you know, showing up on social media, and I wasn't accomplishing this goal and that goal, and wasn't acting on this idea and that idea. And a few days ago, I just kind of had to call myself out on my own bullshit. And I was like, no, you're doing the best that you can in the season of life that you are in. And it doesn't mean, bestie, that if you are slowing down in certain ways right now, it doesn't mean that you can't speed up in the future. For me personally right now, this season of life requires my attention to be sped up in different ways, right? With the new role that I've taken on, with the new field that I'm exploring and considering as the next step in my entrepreneurial journey. And that means that this season of life just might look different from the last one or the next one, right? But that's the beauty of life. And we need to learn how to flow through it and trust that where we've been has taught us lessons and has set a foundation and has allowed us to learn and expand our minds so that moving forward, we can do better. We have to trust where we are and embrace this present moment and the season that we are in, because this season, whether you're loving how it looks or not, there's lessons to be learned here, right? There are priorities that need your focus. And you know what, bestie? Sometimes that priority means your mental health and nothing else. You also need to learn how to trust where you're heading. And trusting where you're heading also involves with really, truly connecting with yourself and really envisioning the life that you truly want to live and the career that's going to fit in within that lifestyle, the career that's going to make you excited and feel connected to and make you wake up every single day wanting to take action on it. So bestie, if you feel like I'm really speaking to you right now and you feel like you haven't been giving yourself enough credit, I really want you to take a moment here, truly, truly to take a moment here to tell yourself that you are doing amazing. So tell yourself you're doing amazing. You really, really are. Look at what you've created. Look at how far you have come. Forgive yourself for treating yourself poorly and critiquing yourself and putting yourself down for not being enough, doing enough. Forgive yourself for critiquing yourself, for acting differently and showing up differently in a season of life that requires you to. Start celebrating who you are, how you're showing up in the world beyond your career, beyond the tasks that you're taking on. Celebrate all that you've done, all that you continue to do. Celebrate your accomplishments, the steps that you take, the love that you spread to a business bestie, the kindness that you offered to a fellow entrepreneur that was a couple steps behind you. Celebrate the growth that you are really stepping into, even though it is so uncomfortable to do so. Another thing about big life transitions and the slowing down that is required during those seasons for many of us is that sometimes we have to realize that by choosing ourselves, we're going to let other people down. And sometimes letting people down looks like a really peaceful reaction from the other person. Sometimes it's not so peaceful and it's a really stressful, confrontational sort of experience. Regardless of the reaction, letting people down isn't fun. But we can't let this stop us from choosing ourselves. We can't let it stop us from giving ourselves the credit that we deserve. Both Steph and I have opened up to you, besties, about how we identify as extroverted introverts in the sense that we do love socializing when we're in the mood for it, when our mindset is there. But by nature, we really are introverted and we do need a lot of time to ourselves. And in this season of life, I'm not socializing as much as I was maybe a couple weeks ago. which includes on social media, which includes in person. I'm spending less time on my phone. I'm talking with my family and my friends who live hours from me. I'm spending time with people in my real life. But I've had to be really particular with my time because that is what this season requires of me. I'm using a lot of energy right now to just kind of integrate myself into this new season, to find my footing and my new bearing in this new place. I'm in a completely new chapter as an entrepreneur. I'm in a completely new chapter in my career. I just started a new job, like I said before. I moved to a new apartment recently. I live in a new town. I'm taking on a lot of change and I'm taking on a lot of introspection and reflection. And with that has meant that I've needed more time to myself. And with that, I know that I'm absolutely letting certain people down, certain people that want to spend time with me because they love me and care about me. But what's really important to realize is that even if I'm not spending as much time with people, and even if I am letting people down, it doesn't mean that I don't love them. It doesn't mean that I don't care for them. And it doesn't mean that in a season coming soon in the future that I won't be able to bring a little bit more energy to my social interactions. It's really important for all of us to realize that you get to choose how you live your life. You get to choose how you spend your time. You get to choose who you spend your time with. And you get to do that differently in different seasons of life. It is okay to retreat away sometimes. It's okay to embrace temporary slowness and stillness. It's okay to step away from sharing all of the time. You just have to make sure that you don't let this season of slowing down turn into permanent hiding, right? So if you're going through a big life transition right now and you really need to slow down, I'm just going to keep bringing up the social media example because I feel like it's so relevant for so many of us. If in this season of life, you're dealing with a big life transition and you just truly don't have the energy or the desire, right? Energy or desire to show up on social media right now. But you know in your heart that showing up on social media is part of what you want for your life and your career. And it is part of how you want to serve other people. Make sure that you don't let this slowing down season turn into permanent hiding, right? So even though I'm in this slowing down season, I'm actively reflecting on different things I want to share on social media when I feel the pull to show up, right? I'm really reflecting on how I want to be on social media, what messages I want to convey, what impact I want to bring to the people that are following me, right? Because I'm changing. And even though right now I just feel this urge to slow down, doesn't mean that I won't feel the urge to start showing up again. And I'm really finding my clarity in that, in how I want to show up and what is going to excite me, what impact is actually going to be valuable to people that also excites me. So bestie, if there's anything that you take away from this episode, I hope you really, truly start to check in with yourself and really wonder whether you are giving yourself the credit you deserve. I hope that if you are going through something challenging right now and you do have to slow down in certain ways, I hope that you honor the season that you're in and you give yourself grace in that. I hope you do what you can, you do your best, and you're okay with that. Steph and I have been saying literally since I think episode 2 that little steps create big dreams. And I really want to touch on this, that little steps not only create big dreams, but they create big shifts, right? Each little step that we take contributes toward big shifts in our life. And at the end of the day, that's what transformation is. Big life transitions involve a lot of inner transformation. And truly, that is what I'm navigating right now. And it's not an easy place to be, but it's also a really exciting place to be. And even though your seasons might look different, your day-to-day life might look different when you are going through these seasons of transformation, know that however it is that you're feeling called to show up, know that it is okay. Keep going. Move at the pace that you can right now. Honor your energy levels. Be kind to yourself. Prioritize what you need to prioritize right now. Don't forget to tell yourself that you're doing a great job. And know that this season is only temporary. Know that there is newness coming. There's other things on the horizon. And the work that you put in now, the level that you honor, the fact that you have to slow down is only going to help you in the next season that's coming. The transformation that you embrace, the lessons that you learn right now, the way that you honor yourself, that's not only going to honor you, but it's going to honor other people. It's going to honor the people that you serve through your business. It's going to honor the people that are going to benefit from the way that you are showing up after the season of life is complete. So bestie, that was my little love note to you today. If you are going through something challenging and life is looking different, your energy levels are looking different, your day-to-day life is looking different, know that you're doing an amazing job. Know that I'm proud of you and know that it's time that you start really embracing that pride and that you really start being proud of yourself as well.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
We hope it left you feeling inspired and ready to chase your dreams.
If you loved it, we would really appreciate it if you shared it to your Instagram and tagged us so that we can really become besties.
Sending you lots of love from your besties, Jess and Steph.